What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
It is Allison Curtis with you. It is Today FM. Now, husband and wife team James and Aileen McCauley from Dublin are set to feature on Dragon's Den on BBC One on Thursday night, this coming Thursday at 8 p.m., the 3rd of June, with their award-winning invention, the Wriggler. And before they join us, we should probably set the scene. Intense. I hope that doesn't make you nervous, James, does it?
Oh my goodness. That has put my heart crossways.
I nearly puked there. Aileen, how are you?
Great, thanks, yeah.
Oh, this is so good. This is great for Irish businesses. It's great for you guys, of course. But Aileen, could you first of all tell us a little bit about yourselves? Like, you're not inventors, are you?
No, we're not. No, we're just a mom and dad who had a problem when our little fellow was around 6 months, and he started, when he was just rolling and crawling at nappy changing, it just became a battle trying to change his nappy.
Yeah.
And he would flip over, he'd crawl away, and it just became a bit of a messy situation. So we looked for a solution and couldn't find one, so we ended up, James borrowed a sewing machine, he looked at YouTube, we went into the shops, got some materials and came up with something that worked for us. We called it the Wriggler from day one, and it just changed nappy changing back then to this calm experience that it had been. So
okay.
We weren't product designers or anything like that. We just basically wanted to solve a problem for ourselves.
But that even makes the story more incredible. And I have to say, like, Lenny and I are just talking. I have a 10-year-old. Lenny has a 8 and a 4-year-old. And I don't know if I blocked it out, but I was like, I can't remember changing, like, if Joan moved around a lot during that stage or not. But James, can you describe the Wriggler? What it looks like, how it works?
So basically, it's like any portable travel changing mat that you can put in your bag, your handbag, or, you know, you take out, like any portable changing mat. But when you open it, there's a bear character on it, and the bear actually has arms.
Right.
So what happens is you lay your child down on the Wriggler, and the actual bear's arms give the child a bear hug, so it crisscrosses the baby's torso. But those kind of arms extend down into knee pads, and when you kneel on the knee pads, it anchors both the mat and baby in place, and that allows your hands to be freed up for a much faster and easy change. Because the problem is, normally when, like, they recommend from 6, 7, 8 months on, like, changing stations and changing tables become very obsolete.
Right,
and they're quite expensive because they become dangerous if a baby can flip over and fall or you know. So they say you should only change on the floor because they've nowhere else to go, only roll around. The problem there is you're using both hands to try and keep them still, and you've no hands left to change them. So we're trying to work out a solution as to how you could get your hands back. So the knees take over, and that's the secret sauce, to be honest.
That is so genius. That is so good. Aileen, how did you get from that to Dragon's Den? Like, how did that opportunity appear?
So, well, it started, I suppose, we solved the problem for us. And then we were, I suppose, at that time, friends and family were having babies as well. And a lot of them were saying, oh my God, this is something we need as well. And then when we looked at it, we realized up to 40% of parents experience this problem of kind of the wriggly nappy change. And when you think you're changing your baby 6 times a day or 6,500 times until potty training, we're thinking this solution needs to be out there. So we refined the prototype ourselves, and then we got some help from our local enterprise office and Enterprise Ireland, and they helped us kind of refine the design even further. And then James went to China. We sourced a manufacturer.
Wow.
We put it through loads of safety testing. I mean, anything that you're using with a newborn, kind of up to age 3, we had to put it through safety testing, material testing, all of that. And then, so we launched it ourselves. maybe around two years ago. And then the feedback has been really good. And I suppose a lot of people who have seen it have said, God, this would be really good for Dragon's Den. Like, so we applied and couldn't believe it, to be honest, that we got called for an interview.
That's or how it works.
Called for an audition, yeah.
You apply. So I didn't even know that's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is incredible. And people can get it, theriggler.com. People can get it there and you know, at present as well. But so then what is, James, what is, like, once you appear on the Dragon's Den, what are you hoping to be the outcome, obviously?
Yeah, I suppose we're under a bit of an order as to can't say too much about the actual Dragon's Den, but I suppose the idea was we were like just the husband and wife team, our own website. Like, we're multi-award winning, you know, which is fantastic for the product, but it's about then, like, we had patent costs, and those patent costs are equally the same price as if we were a multinational, and you have the safety testing, and you have all this, which leaves very little for anyone, you know, awareness and people to know about you. So the difficulty there was, we thought, okay, for those who have found us, the reviews have been exceptional in terms of, like, we've even had random stuff we never thought about, you know, babies with stoma bags and babies with hip dysplasia and babies, you know, parents saying, look, I needed to keep the child still, not only for changing, but also for changing tubes or feeding tubes.
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, so that was angles we never even saw. But of course, it's then trying to get the word out. So the ones that found us found it great, but we hoped then if we could find a platform just to get more people to know about us, because we hadn't the budget for that. So, like, we were kind of just doing our best ourselves. And as I said, we were small fry, and we kind of went from concept to creation. And then it was like, okay,
what's next?
How do we get an audience at least know about the brand and hear about us, you know?
So, I think it's so inspirational as well, because as we know, the last, like, little while has been really challenging for so many people, and people have reassessed a lot of things in the last time, like, if a global pandemic doesn't make you do that. So, like, they might have ideas themselves. So I think the fact that, you know, you two, you know, how you're a professional in another capacity, both of you separately elsewhere, you know, came up with this. And I think it's a really lovely story. It's really inspirational, and it's just benefiting a lot of people. So theriggler.com, we of course have to wait until Thursday night, BBC One, Dragon's Den, to see what happens. But you'll be watching it.
And I just say, and it was fantastic. And just, that's the idea. Like, if anyone else has gone on an entrepreneurial journey of any description, like, they can always reach out. Like, we had two fantastic individuals that helped us. You know, it was Sean Murray from Snap Printing, actually, Ireland. He drilled us in preparation for it, which was absolutely fantastic. Like, he treated us like a contestant. He was like a dragon, you know. And Noel from Tan Organics as well. Those two individuals just rode in and just gave us the push we needed. And I mean, we are nervous as hell about the airing. And, you know, you're going out to the biggest interview of your life, effectively, and everyone's going to watch it back and tell you how it went, you know. So,
it's
nervous and excited.
It's going to be great. Aileen, congratulations. It really is. It's so good. And it's so important for so many people. And people can get their hands on it, as I say, theriggler.com. And we wish you guys the best of luck. We'll all be watching on Thursday night. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis.